Have you heard of Nextdoor? It's a private social network. It's used all over the region. In fact, Nextdoor has a partnership with the city of Seattle. But now the mayor is reconsidering that partnership. Journalist Erica C. Barnett has been writing about this story because she is part of the story. She'll tell you about that. First of all, I asked her how Nextdoor works.
It's basically like a neighborhood bulletin board. You join and you can see what your neighbors are saying in your immediate neighborhood and neighborhoods that are around you. You have to verify that you actually live in a neighborhood, and then you're in. And you can talk to your neighbors, you can complain, you can say that you lost your dog. It's pretty much just an open format for people to talk to each other.
And it's all over the place. It's beyond Seattle, but in Seattle it's in 135 neighborhoods.
That's right. Yeah, it's very, very popular here.
The city of Seattle has a partnership with Nextdoor, and recently it hosted an online town hall with the chief of police, Kathleen O'Toole. You were reading the discussion. You published part of it on your blog, and then what happened?
I received a notice that my account had been suspended because I had been publishing private information that was shared on Nextdoor meant to stay on Nextdoor.
Even though this is a public official?
The Public Records Act in the state of Washington states clearly, if you're communicating with an official, like, say, the police chief, that is a public record. And so Nextdoor was initially saying that they believed Police Chief O'Toole's comments were public, but that what people were asking her, the questions were not. And that simply isn't true under the Records Act. And they have corrected that. And I think they are reconsidering how they deal with things like that, because, it, frankly, when I talked to them yesterday, it seemed like it hadn't occurred to them.
Well, what did you see in this online conversation, and what did you publish?
What I saw was that it was overwhelmingly dominated by people in the North End who are primarily concerned about property crimes, car prowls, mail thefts, and break-ins. And there was a smaller contingent of people in the South End. Nextdoor's presence is much smaller in the South, as far as I can tell. And so there was a smaller contingent of people in places like the Central District, Columbia City, saying that they were concerned about things like gang violence and guns and police profiling, you know, racial profiling of their kids. When the chief responded to the question she heard, she said, "I've heard you loud and clear. Your concerns are about property crimes and 911 response, and that's what I'm going to deal with." She didn't respond at all to any of the questions that were posed by the people in the South End. And I think that's simply because they were drowned out. And in fact, that very day after the town hall, she held a meeting in Ballard and told people up there that she was forming a new property crimes task force that would be focused, in her words, almost exclusively on the North End. So I think it shows that, you know, meetings like this not only need to be public, but they also are problematic because they get results, and the people who talk the loudest and the people that have the majority seem to be actually changing public policy.
Nextdoor has 100-plus Seattle neighborhoods. There's a Yesler Terrace group, North Beacon Hill, North Delridge, Rainier View. But you're saying that those are the minority in the larger Nextdoor community? They get drowned out?
I'm saying that those neighborhoods are less populous in the Nextdoor ecosystem, that not as many people in those neighborhoods are on Nextdoor, and that when you have an event like Chief O'Toole's, which was in the middle of the day, it was announced at 10:30 in the morning, comments were closed at 3, people with more resources and, you know, who maybe have jobs where they can step away for a while and be on a computer are more likely to live in the North End, frankly, than the South End. And people in the South End, you know, maybe they did have things that they wanted to say, but couldn't get away during that narrow 5-hour window that the chief allowed people to comment.
You know, we're always having new experiences, technology changes. Big picture, Erica, why should this matter to residents of Seattle?
Public discourse should be public. And if there's a forum that's closed off to people outside your neighborhood, you can start thinking your neighborhood is really under siege and you don't see that other neighborhoods are dealing with property crime too. I get the sense from Magnolia in particular that they feel like they are a hotbed of criminal activity and drugs, property crimes and thefts and carjackings and that sort of thing. But the truth is it's happening all over the city, and crime is actually down statistically citywide.
Erica C. Barnett has been writing about her experience with Nextdoor at theseisforcrank.com. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray says the city's reconsidering its partnership with Nextdoor. He'll tell you about that tomorrow when Mayor Murray is our guest here on KUOW's The Record. And of course, we have reached out to Nextdoor for comment on this story. They haven't responded yet.